Amsterdam say anti-Semitic rioters sought out fans of a soccer team from Tel Aviv to assault them after a soccer match. Dozens have been arrested, and now planes are heading there to get Israelis out. Reporter Lauren Comito is in Amsterdam.
Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said this morning that he had been following the news from Amsterdam with horror and that anti-Semitic attacks on Israelis are completely unacceptable. He said he told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that those involved will be tracked down and prosecuted. Netanyahu, meanwhile, has said that he is sending two rescue planes to Amsterdam following what he called a very violent incident targeting Israeli citizens.
Back here, racist texts are raising alarms across the country. They were sent to black people in these days after the election, saying they were selected for cotton picking.
Vile racist messages have been appearing on people's phones in Alabama, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Maryland, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Ohio, using the recipient's name. CBS News has discovered the texts were sent from numbers connected to TextNow, a provider allowing people to create free phone numbers. An individual who answered a call to a number sending a version of the text told CBS News the message was a prank and hung up. TextNow says it is shutting down involved numbers as they are identified. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News projects President-elect Donald Trump will pick up Nevada's 6 electoral votes, capturing a state that has voted Democratic for the past 4 presidential elections. Trump has weeks to put into place a lot of people for high-powered jobs to fall in line with policies that he hopes to implement. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Priorities for the president-elect include an extension of tax cuts put in place during his first term, deregulation across federal agencies, and trade tariffs he campaigned on.
We're going to charge tariffs to all these foreign countries that are coming in and ripping us off.
CBS News has also learned Trump's team is preparing executive orders to carry out Trump's proposal to deport millions of undocumented immigrants.
To Southern California, where firefighters are trying to gain the upper hand on the wind-whipped mountain fire. It's burned more than 20,000 acres, and Ardania Backus is there.
They had crews out most of the day on Thursday assessing the damage, trying to see how many homes were destroyed or damaged, and even how many people were actually injured during this fire. What they did say is that they completed almost 300 inspections, and they found that 132 homes were destroyed.
Argentine prosecutors say 3 people have been charged in connection with the death of Liam Payne, a former member of the group One Direction, following his death last month. They're charged with supplying drugs and abandonment followed by death. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The big tree heads to New York.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree comes from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. That's where Peter Giles Thorne lives.
It's a wonderful story. A hometown tree makes good.
Bernie Fallon is a resident as well.
The tree is a Norway spruce, and the owner tells me it was planted 67 years ago.
The tree will now make the 140-mile journey south, arriving on Saturday in Midtown Manhattan. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A former healthcare worker who illegally accessed the health records of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before she died has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. The man worked at the time as a transplant coordinator in the Washington, D.C. region and had access to hospital records. He was also charged with publishing that information on the internet back in 2019. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, clear skies, light west winds, lower 40s at daybreak, sunshine and upper 50s on Friday. Friday night, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Saturday, partly sunny and mid-50s. Shower chances arriving Saturday night will stick around into Sunday. Currently 44 degrees.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Native Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
yeah. think I'm gonna cry.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN.
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and my paddle.
pie, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring.
Got you, babe.
Everybody here.
Someday, soon, he's gonna be one day.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
Kenosha.